Hello and welcome to Data Driven, the podcast where we explore the emerging field of data science. We bring the best minds in data, software engineering, machine learning and artificial intelligence. Now here are your hosts, Frank Lavinia and Andy Leonard.
This is a special occasion. Andy, why don't you tell the nice folks why this is such a special occasion?
Wow, we are right at 1,000 downloads. And how many days are we in, Frank?
Just about 10.
Wow.
And included in that somewhere is a holiday weekend. So I'm triple psyched that we managed to hit that number while there was a holiday weekend in the States.
I know. It's very very humbling and very cool that people are watching this and reviewing it out at iTunes. Got a couple of really positive reviews out there, and datadriven.tv is the URL, and we have a contact page out there where data drivers can assemble.
I like that. So data drivers assemble. You actually use that in the mini show that we do now. So folks, if you're not familiar, so we have kind of the normal podcast format where it's about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Although when you get somebody like Donald Farmer, it kind of runs long because he's incredibly awesome. But in kind of we kind of thought, there's so much innovation here in data science and in this field right now. We thought, well, why wait from week to week? So we kind of have this notion of doing like a mini show. We're calling Data Point, right? So, it's anywhere between 30 seconds and 5 minutes ish. And we're able to produce that pretty quickly. And hopefully, if the technology bears out, we'll be able to post this hangout also as a data point.
Yeah, it's exciting. And the tech is awesome. I mean, there's a lot of work you have to do to start a podcast. I don't want to minimize that. And Frank did about 80% of it, or maybe 90. But I showed up and looked pretty. And spoke with no accent. That was really my contribution. But yeah,
as did I. As did I. I don't take coffee.
It's been a lot of fun, and these data points are turning into some very interesting little snippets. I was surprised at the number of downloads that they've received so far, Frank. And so people are checking it out. We can knock out a mini show in literally in just a few minutes. And, talking between our normal podcast shows, which, as Frank said, goes from about 30 to 45 minutes. So very exciting stuff.
Cool. So here's a quick blurb, and then I know you have a call to go to, and so do I. I did I hashtag one of the tweets about Donald's show, hashtag Nakatomi. And I explored that. So apparently there's a box set of the Die Hard movies that comes with a mini version of the Nakatomi Plaza.
No way.
Way. So I totally, now I want one. And maybe we can get it signed by Donald Farmer.
Yeah. Yeah. He mentioned that Nakatomi Space is one of his points that he brought up, and it's worth listening to the podcast for that. He brought up probably 10 or 12 really interesting things.
Every time I was editing it, I learned something new when I was editing it. I mean, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, same here. I was writing the show notes and listening to it again. And yeah, it's different when you're in the show. And then when you're listening to it for, show notes or editing, it's kind of like you're consuming it then and not participating. And it's a different, I guess it's a different mental mode or something. But yeah, I caught things I didn't catch when we were recording the show. It's a very interesting show. Donald's an interesting guy. So
he totally is. I mean, and his, anyone who builds a treehouse is cool in my book. But anyone who builds a treehouse in the style of a beehive is just, I mean, that's epic level right there.
There's that. And I'm doing some work for a client in Washington State this week. And my client had listened to the Lynn Langit show. And he was blown away by the fact that the person that worked at the bioinformatics company was diagnosed with prostate cancer, resequenced the cancer's gene and realized that it wasn't what they thought. It wasn't as bad of a cancer as they thought. Literally saved his own life using the technology around bioinformatics, the biological science part of that, but also the data science part. And that's a fantastic show. We had two others, one with Nick Harris, talking about business and data and strategy, how Nick's a corporate strategist for McKesson, and how they use data and data science. And then our very first show was with Jen Underwood, and Jen is just a dynamo in this space. I mean, she knows people. She's been working, living, breathing data science for, yeah, we have like four killer shows out there. Yeah. Coming up. I know what's coming up. We're not going to talk about it yet. We'll put it out there. If you want to know early who's going to be our next guest, join the Data Drivers. Join our mailing list. We send that email out before the show, a few days before, and you'll know who's coming. No one else will until after the show's released.
Awesome. But this is a live coverage of our crossing the 1,000 download mark. Thank you very much. We're humbled and honored.
Thanks for listening to Data Driven. Don't just listen. Become a data driver by going to datadriven.tv to sign up to join the community, access to special events, tips and tricks, and more. Sign up today at datadriven.tv.